Well, hello, High Ridge family. This is Pastor Tim coming to you from a very empty worship center. It is a little strange to be teaching and preaching the word without you here, but I'm so glad that you could join us online today. We've given this this Sunday to our staff, these guys that work so tirelessly to make sure that you have an incredible Sunday morning experience, and I'm so thankful for each and every one of them. I'm thankful that we can give them a day off. And so as you're gathering around, let me be the first to wish you Happy New Year. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. I'm believing that God has incredible things in store for you as we press into His Word today. And I'm believing that as you press in with all your heart, if your heart is open, your mind is alert, you're going to receive something from the Lord that will hopefully encourage and bless your life a lot. Psalm 75, verse 1 is where I want to encourage you with in God's Word today. And I was just thinking how the end of the year really gives me an opportunity to look back and see all the incredible things that God has done. For many of you that may not know, it's been three short but amazing years that God has led me and my family here to East Texas. And it has been nothing short of miraculous to see all the things that God has done, how He showed His goodness and His faithfulness to me and my family, to this incredible church. When I look back on the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord, I can't help but get encouraged. You know, and I think it's so important for each of us to take a moment and to look back upon this year, at this time of the season, because when I look back and I see the goodness of God, it does two things. Number one, it keeps me from getting critical, keeps me from getting cynical. But the second part of that is it helps me to envision and to get ready for what God wants to do for my future. I want to encourage you, if you've never done this before with your family, take a moment at the end of every year and have them look back and tell the stories of what God did for each and every person in your family this year. I think it's crucial to my family and the health of my family, and I want to encourage you to do the same thing with yours. We call it celebrating the win. And, you know, we have a lot of wins to celebrate as a church. God has been so incredibly faithful in this year. And so as I'm looking at this scripture, it reminded me to celebrate the win. And the scripture says this, Psalm 75 and verse 1, it says, "We proclaim how great you are, and we tell of the wonderful things that you have done." I wonder, when was the last time that you told someone of the good things that God has done for you? Take a moment, if you would, and really ask yourself that question. I think it's an important one. When was the last time that you took the time to tell somebody of the good things that God has done for you and for your family this year? It's so important to look back and see the goodness of God. It keeps you from getting critical, and it gives you the vision and the faith for something that could be coming. As I'm looking at the year-end review at 2018, I am so in awe of the goodness of God. We've seen people get healed. We've seen prodigals come home. We've seen the lost become found, because that is exactly what the word of the Lord told us He was going to do 2.5 years ago. God spoke very clearly and said, this is what's going to happen. And guess what? We're seeing it happen right here, right now. We've seen those things happen this year. I'm reminded of the story, the Christmas story, where the angel visits Mary, and he makes sure that when he's encouraging her and telling her all these things about her future, he says these important words: "No word from God will ever fail. No word from God will ever fail." God has proven that to us this year, that the word that He's given us from years past is coming to pass. We've seen it, and we're going to see more of it as a church family. Buckle your seatbelt. Get ready for an amazing ride. God has great things in store for us in 2019, and I need you to believe that with me this morning. We've seen God do great things. He's not finished yet. He's not finished yet. I was thinking about all the incredible things that we've seen happen from what's happened on the mission field. We've got missionaries in Africa and in Nicaragua, in India, in Haiti. We have Bible translators, and we're soon to get involved with some orphanage. Some friends of mine have an orphanage in Ethiopia that I can't wait to introduce you to and show you what we're going to be preparing to get involved with there and helping children who have no hope and have no family, a country that has been ravaged by HIV and AIDS. And we are going to be God's hands and feet to that country. We're going to help out some kids that need help. And I can't wait to introduce that to you. That's coming. So buckle your seatbelt again, because those things are coming. Great opportunities for us to see God do wonderful things through people like me and you in 2019. God's also done incredible things just with our church growth. In the past 3 years, we've seen our church grow from about 150 people to almost 500 people. We've seen people that we didn't think would ever come back to church. They've come back. People have been prayed for and cried over People have been begging God for their lost loved ones to come back home to have a relationship with Jesus, and we are seeing that happen. We've seen it happen this year. There's more of that coming. We've seen 229 people accept Christ and take a faith step, accept the salvation of Jesus Christ this year. 229 people. Are you kidding me? How amazing is that? As I look back on this year, I can't help but get encouraged. I can't help but get encouraged. Has it been an easy year? No, no, no. Has your year been an easy year? Probably not. It's easy for us to, I think, look back on the year and forget about all the great things God has done and instead focus on the things that we didn't like, the things that went wrong, the things that we got criticized over, perhaps some bad decisions that you've made. I want to encourage you, as we're digging into God's Word, to take a moment and think about the wins that you can celebrate, the things that God has done in your life. I know He's done wonderful things for me. What has He done for you? We've seen 229 people get saved. We've seen dozens of people get baptized. We saw 345 people get into a small group to find their tribe, to start taking the mask off, get honest with people, and watching their lives grow and benefit as we become a church family. I love that. Perhaps more than anything else, watching people get saved and then watching them find their tribe, find their family, watching them get delivered from things. 345 people getting involved into groups. That's the majority of our church. That's an amazing, amazing stat. We've seen so many people now call this their church family. I think 71 people have joined our church, which has been awesome to see. We've seen many, many more of you start serving and then become part of our leadership team. Our team has doubled in size since the beginning of my first days here. God has been good to us. We've seen our faith has become reality. And as I'm looking at that, you know, it's easy to say, you know, look at all that we've done in 3 years. Look at all that we've been able to accomplish. And maybe we say stuff like, let's stop while we're ahead. I think it would be easy to say that, but I believe in my heart, and I hope you can agree with me, we've only just begun. We're not finished yet. The best is still yet to come. And that's the message of hope that I bring for you today, that the best is still yet to come. Not just for our church, because the church is just a building. The best is yet to come for you. The best is yet to come for your family. I have a word from the Lord for this year. I was drawn to Isaiah chapter 41. Found a verse in verse 10 that just kind of leapt off the page at me as God was speaking that over this coming year. And I want you to take this verse and claim it as your own as well. Isaiah 41, verse 10. And if you would, let's read this together. It says this, "So do not fear, for I am with you." This is the Lord speaking. Claim this verse as your own. "Do not fear, I am with you." The Lord says, "Do not be dismayed, for I am your God." It goes on to say, "I will strengthen you, I'll help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." What a powerful scripture. I want you to take that scripture, apply it to your own life, speak it over yourself in faith, and realize that God's not finished with you yet. Don't be afraid, He's got you. I think as we're talking about faith, I wanted to just speak that word from the Lord over you. And I believe that the Lord has given us a powerful word that goes along with that. Speaking over our church, I believe that God is canceling out the fears of this past year. We're seeing that happen already. As many people are taking faith steps and they're walking away from fear, God is canceling out anxiety and doubt and depression and a critical spirit. God says, no more, no more. That's not you. You're leaving that in the past. There's a new season. It's a season for you and for your family. It's a season of faith. Please hear me. It's a season of faith. You know, I found that sometimes God's greatest blessings are right outside of the comfort zone. And God puts them right outside of the comfort zone and then asks us to take a step out towards His greatest blessing. But in order to do that, we've got to step out of that comfort zone. That's called a step of faith. And I'm believing that the Lord is speaking that over you, not to be afraid. God's got you. And He's setting His greatest blessing right out in front of you. And He's saying, come on, take a couple of steps towards me. Don't stop there yet. You're not finished. Yeah, you've done some great things, but God's not done with you yet. I believe if you're still breathing, God's not finished. You may have made some mistakes this past year. You may have had some hurts. You may have had some losses. You may have had some dark days, but let me just speak this over you. God's not finished with you yet. And there's a new season. It's a season of faith. And if you'll step into it and step away from your comfort zone, if you can step away from your hurts and from your anxieties and from your fears, if you can step away from a critical spirit, I'm believing that you're going to see your best days. I really do believe that with all my heart. God is speaking that over me. He's speaking over this church, and the church is you. Can you receive that? Hebrews 11, verse 1 says this about faith. It says, faith is the substance of things that are hoped for and the evidence of things that you can't see. The evidence of things not seen. So faith, essentially, according to God's word, is a way of choosing to see things, seeing things through the lens of hope. I wonder what things are you hoping for this next year? What things are you hoping to leave in the past? As you're looking at 2019, where's your hope at? I wonder, do you have faith that God can really change your circumstances? That this word can be spoken over you and it can become part of who you are in 2019? I think it's easy for us to say yes. And as the church, I think we naturally just do that. Oh, well, of course, I have faith that God can change my circumstances. But let me take it a little step deeper and just challenge you for a moment. At what point does that faith become reflected in your actions? At what point does that faith become a faith step where you're not just saying yes, you're not just a hearer of the word, you're not just a speaker of the word, but you're a doer of the word? I wonder, at what point does it begin to affect how you pray? At what point does it affect how you give, how you serve, how you act, or even how you live? I want to encourage you to do something that maybe you've never done before, to not just pray, but to pray in faith. Pray in faith. That's believing that God is going to give the things before you can even see it. Believing that God is going to move before you see his hand move. Believing that God is who he says he is and that he can do what his word says he can do. Not just pray in faith, but give in faith. Believing that God is your provider. You know, we serve a God that can do immeasurably more than we could ask or even think. And it's easy for me to quote that, but it's quite another for me to step out and to give like God is able to do immeasurably more than I can ask and I can think. Sometimes it's easier said than done, isn't it? As we pray in faith, as we start to give in faith, I want to encourage you also to speak in faith. Speak things before they happen. Say things like, I believe God can. We're going to see God do amazing things. You know, when you start to speak in faith, God begins to reward that. And lastly, I was drawn to a scripture that says the just will live by faith. So don't, it's not just praying in faith or giving in faith or speaking in faith, but to actually let it become your lifestyle, a lifestyle of faith. I believe God is moving us from just being a faithful people to a faith-filled people. And there's a very, very big difference. One is a state of mind and one is a step of faith. I wonder, what's your step of faith? What is God calling you into in this next season? I honestly don't believe that your best days are behind you. I don't believe that whatsoever. I believe if you can latch onto this word, begin to take faith and make that part of your lifestyle, I'm believing that God can do incredible things with whatever time you and I have left. Time is short. I don't know how much time that we have left upon this earth, but I tell you this, we're closer than we've ever been. And only what we do for Christ is going to last. Only what we do for Christ is going to make a difference. So the days of fear and anxiety and doubt and stress, worry and criticism, let those days be in your past. Tomorrow's a new day. It's a year of faith. It's a year of stepping out of the comfort zone and actually living by faith. Let me give you some things to set your faith on, things that will hopefully excite you as we wrap this up. If you may remember, in January of this past year, we had Prophetic Presbytery. Basically, we're two men that don't know us but have the gift of prophecy. They came in. We didn't give them very much information at all, just gave them a few names of people, and they began to speak the things that the Lord was saying over certain people's lives. It was an awesome time to just see God speak and say things that only God could have possibly known. But God also spoke two amazing words into the life of our church. God said, number one, you're to become a resource church. And we're seeing that begin to happen as churches have already started to contact us, asking us, how are we growing so fast? How are we seeing so much life and so much health? How are we seeing so many incredible numbers? And in those moments, we're reminded of that word that God gave us, that we're to be a resource church. And so Our answers to those churches are not, well, you just need to come see and find out. No, no, no. Our answers are, let us come help you. Somebody came and helped us. Let us come help you. The second thing that God spoke to over us through the prophetic presbytery is we're to have a bigger building. As you can obviously see, if you've been part of our church for very long, we don't have a lot of space left in this room. And so we're trying to organize our services so that we have them balanced, and hopefully you can have a comfortable experience and not be crowded and crammed into some person that you don't know. We're trying to make it as comfortable as possible, but it's getting hard to do because we're growing. So it's obvious that God has more in store for us. We're not here to just say, well, we're comfortable right there. Let's just stop. No, 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 no. People matter to God. And some might be a critic of what we're doing and say, well, it's all about numbers to you. But let me just tell you, every number is a person, and people. People are the things that matter to God. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. People matter to him, and they matter to us. We count them. We do everything within our power to make sure that every person that comes to this church gets an opportunity to meet Jesus, gets an opportunity to take a faith step. We want to build a church where this word can literally become your way of life. We're believing that this is God's hope for you. People matter to God. And so that word was spoken over us that we're to build a bigger building. Now, that comes with a lot of challenges because challenge number one, we don't have any money. But, you know, in just a few short weeks, I presented the vision to the people. We didn't ask people for money. We simply said, Holy Spirit, we want you to deal with people's hearts. And we asked people to listen to the Holy Spirit and to do whatever the Holy Spirit says. Well, our cost is about $1.5 million for our new building and our big renovation project. Let me just tell you, through your faithful giving, through your pledges and through your gifts, we've already raised over $730,000 for this building. That means that before we've even started building the building, we're already half paid for. Isn't that amazing? Think about that for a moment. God asked us to step out on faith, and the moment that we did it, God began to bless in incredible ways. I am completely humbled to see God's provision. Everything that we have done, that God has spoken, and everything that we've been obedient to, we've seen God do miraculous things on our behalf. How humbling is that? And let me just tell you, it's not because I'm special. It's not because God loves me more than he loves you. It's not because God's plan for my life is bigger or somehow greater than it is for yours. The same God that I serve is the same God that you can serve. And if he's asking me to take a faith step, he's asking the same of you. So I'm not asking you to do something that I'm not doing and that we're not doing together as a church. We're taking faith steps and believing that our greatest days are in front of us. We've got a lot to be thankful for. God has already provided so much that we can't just sit back and say, well, that's enough. We're comfortable with that. No, 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 no. 2019 is going to present its own challenges. I believe that. But we're not finished. We're not finished. We're not even close. I believe there's a new season coming. It'll present its challenges, of course, but also gives us a new opportunity to take new ground from the enemy. So let me just tell you this. I've said it twice before, and I'll say it again. Buckle your seatbelt, because we're not done. Our best days are still in front of us. I wonder what your faith step is. We're moving forward as a church. And as we're taking faith steps, as I'm taking faith steps, you've got some personal ones to take as well. I want to encourage you. This is the time to do it. God's pouring out his blessings, and he's setting them right outside of your comfort zone and saying, come on, take a step towards me. I think some of you, I just hear this from the Holy Spirit, you're called to go back to school. Some of you are called out of one business and into another. Some of you are being called into ministry. But there's a new season, there's a new step for you, and God is saying, come on, I want to bless you. And I'm setting that blessing right outside of your comfort zone. Take a step towards me. Many of us have already done it, and we've seen the provision of God. The question is, will you do it again? That's a good question. So, now I want to pray for you, if that's okay, and then we get to close this message by doing something really, really awesome, and that's showing you pictures of our new building. Our designers have been working faithfully, and we're doing the best that we can to present to you our new design, new concept, and so I wanted to give you an incentive to listen to to my message for the past few minutes, so that hopefully we'll put the ice cream at the end and this nice dessert in the way to close out this message. But let me pray for you, and then you get to see pictures of our new building. Join me in prayer if you would. Father, I thank you for my friends. Lord, I thank you that you're doing something special here, something so incredible, and it is awesome to be a part of what you're doing. So, Father, I pray that this next year we would not shrink back in fear, that we wouldn't give in to our same old tendency, but, Father, we would instead see your hand of blessing right on the outside of our comfort zone, and we would say yes, Lord, yes to you, yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to your word. Whatever you say, Lord, our response is yes. We believe our best days are waiting in front of us and not behind us. You've got more in store for us. Give us, Lord, the strength to keep following after you. Father, I know that this next year brings challenges, but Father, you're already there and you're taking care of us. I trust you, Lord, and I'm believing you for good things. I pray that you bless my friends with an incredible new year. I thank you for the staff that's worked so hard to be rewarded with this weekend off. And I pray that you would continue, Lord, to lead us as we follow after you and after your word. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a happy new year. Enjoy the pictures of the new building. I love you. I'll see you next week. Hey friends, this is Pastor Tim once again coming to you from High Ridge Church right here in Longview, Texas. I want to thank each of you for listening personally to this message, but I need you to understand that this is not a replacement for a good church home. So if you're ever in the Longview area, we would love to see you and meet you and hear your story and hear what God's doing in your life. So drop by one of our Sunday services. If you want to check us out online, it's perfectly okay as well, highridgelv.com. Let me just talk to you for one last moment about your walk with Christ. Maybe you're watching today and you're saying to yourself, Pastor, if I'm going to be really honest with you, I don't know where my walk with Christ is. I'm not sure if I've asked him in my heart. I'm not sure what happens at the end of my life. Or maybe you're saying, I used to walk with God, but I've gotten away from him. Friend, whether you've never asked Christ into your heart or you've walked away from him, I believe that if you could see it right now, God himself is reaching down his hand to you. This is your moment. This is your opportunity. I found myself in the exact same place many years ago, and I didn't know what to do, but I knew that something needed to change. I needed help. Somebody loved me enough to help me. It led me to a simple prayer, and I'd love to have the same wonderful opportunity to do that with you as well. So if that's you today and you've never asked Christ into your heart, or maybe you used to walk with Christ but you've walked away from him and he knows it and you know it, then let me pray this prayer with you. You can say this out loud or in your heart right where you are. I believe that God will hear this prayer. And your life will absolutely change today. So pray with me. Prayer goes like this. Just say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you came and died but rose from the grave so that I could have life and forgiveness for all my sins. I ask you to come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Forgive me. Heal me. Change me. give myself to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, friend, if you just prayed that prayer with me, I am so thrilled about the decision that you just made. Would you do me a favor? Go online and send me a message if that's okay. HighRidgeLV.com/contact and click on the tab that says send us a message. Let us know what just happened inside of your heart so we can send you some resources and help you out in your walk with Christ. That would mean a lot to us if you would. I want to say a very special thank you for your generosity, for your tithes and offerings. The way that you guys have financially supported us is just incredible. We could not do it without you. If you'd like to financially support us as well, you can go to HighRidgeLV.com/give if you'd feel so inclined. So once again, thank you for tuning in. We love you. God bless.